Good Monday morning, and welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dori Nutt, one of the producers of this feature, along with Brett Tannehill. Sundial contributor Brigitte Pellerin, inspired by our recent Brightest Day prompt, recounts the day she found her strength.
Courtrooms are always less impressive in person than on television. For one thing, there are no cameras or spectators. I am the respondent in these proceedings, defending myself against a fresh batch of allegations thrown by someone I used to think wished what was best for me and now seems determined to burn all the money we once had trying to prove, I don't really know what his point is. I am alone, unrepresented. I do not have another $10,000 I can borrow to have someone verbalize my position on my behalf. It's been 5 long years of proceedings and I am tired. The lawyer opposite, he's having a good time. He's making money at the expense of my kids' college education, and litigation really is his thing. This is so unpleasant. Divorce in general, I mean. I have good reasons for mine, don't get me wrong, but it's always ugly because it really brings the worst out of people. Anyone can be made to look bad, especially by a very experienced and highly paid litigation attorney. The courtroom is bathed in this sickly orange light that makes the wood paneling glow in the most unhealthy fashion. Maybe that's good for me? There's no way I can come across as arrogant or overconfident in this setting. Pathetic is closer to it. Is this a good thing when you're alone defending yourself and all you've got is your truth? I was about to find out. Brightness is something you get by removing darkness. Light can illuminate, but nothing reveals more than the clarity that comes from lifting a veil. Only then do you see who you truly are and what you're made of. Abuse is like a cataract of the mind. It takes a long time to form, and it grows so slowly that you don't really notice it getting worse. At first you think maybe you're tired, you're not seeing clearly, and obviously you're told you're not. Otherwise, you'd realize you're wrong. It's fine, just go rest and everything will feel better. And maybe it does for a little while, but mostly it doesn't. You know deep down that something's not right, but then they tell you, you're just imagining things. And maybe you are. How would you know for sure if you were not? On the outside, your life looks like a great accomplishment. You're doing everything they told you to do. You're married, you have children who are intelligent, charming, and beautiful. You own a home, you have a summer place. Success, they tell you, you are the picture of it. Then why does it feel so wrong? You can no longer reconcile all this, and you keep being told how grateful you should be for your life, and all you can think about is finding ways to end it. What is wrong with you that the happier people say you should feel, the worse it gets? The more you ask yourself, the less you see. As you continue to struggle, your despair grows, until you hit rock bottom, staring at something much worse than death. Hopelessness. You realize one day that the biggest problem with abuse is in the hits. It's that the abuser uses your own mind to make your world smaller. This is when the universe is at its darkest, when your own mind is convinced that there is no place for you in it, that, frankly, your best shot is to do what you can to please this man so he can live another day. Not that he's ever pleased. Breaking free of that is a long, long and painful journey. The ups are good, but the downs are terrifying, because you remember that darkness. I stand up when called. I speak clearly, using as few words as I know how. I tell my story, taking great care to let the silence do its job by not filling in every detail. The judge asks questions. I answer. The other lawyer calls me a liar. I say nothing. My truth is in how I stand and where I look. It's in my voice that comes from deep within me, from the place of my healing, from the progress I have made all those years removing the cataracts that were clouding my vision, preventing me from seeing the person I really am. A person with a place in the universe, a person whose story is not just being told, but heard. In the end, the judge ruled in my favor and rejected the experienced lawyer's arguments. By standing tall and speaking my truth, I was able, finally, to remove the last piece of cloth obscuring the light. The brightest day I found out in that yellow courtroom is the day you finally see yourself as you are and like what you see. It is the day you know you will be healed.
Brigitte Pellerin is a Canadian author and journalist with over two decades of experience in both English and French. She has a few books published by trade publishers and a few more she has self-published just for fun. You can hear Brigitte's story again or any of the past Sundial stories and poems by visiting WLRH.org and clicking on Sundial under the Shows and Podcasts tab. And we'll air a new episode of the Sundial Writer's Corner every Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.